I'm so pleased to have as my guest this evening Pamela Myers. If you're a Cincinnati theater goer, you're probably familiar with her. She was the first musical theater grad from UC's College Conservatory of Music, and using her freshly minted degree, she went straight to Broadway in 1970, originated the role of Marta in Stephen Sondheim's Company. That earned her a Tony nomination, and there's been no stopping her over the past 40 years. She's been back to Broadway a bit. She's done work at professional theaters all over America, including the Cincinnati Playhouse, where we've seen her on numerous occasions. And she still calls Cincinnati home, which is really nice. She'll be at the Aronoff Center for the next 2 weeks in a touring production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you here, and especially to see you in a production like this. And I understand this is the first time that you've actually performed on the big stage at the Aronoff.
That's the truth. I know. I was at the opening of the Aronoff, sitting in the balcony.
20 years ago.
I know, and I've never performed in it.
But you are not brand new to this tour. I understand you did it also last year around the holidays.
The first time.
It did not come to Cincinnati last year, though.
No, so. I begged them. I said, you need to be booked in Cincinnati. I understand, though, they came through here one other time because this production started 10, 11 years ago.
Okay, so it has previously been here, but a year ago when you were doing it, they were letting you warm up and get ready
Cincinnati. We did 2 weeks in Cleveland instead.
Well, 2 weeks is what's happening here in Cincinnati, which is a longer stop than any of the other places that you're making on this particular tour, which sort of runs from early November until right up around Christmas time.
I am thrilled to be here 2 weeks because I get to live at home.
I was going
to
say, that'll be kind of nice.
And
for
we
you
have a baby due, my daughter-in-law.
Well, congratulations on that.
So Thank you.
I hope it doesn't distract you too much.
Me too, but somehow I'll manage.
Yeah. Lots of people know the story of this based on the movie with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye and Vera Ellen and our own girl singer, Rosemary Clooney.
I know. Isn't it cool that both of those ladies are from here,
absolutely.
This area?
It absolutely is. But for those of you who might not be familiar, it's a story of two former soldiers who happen to be showbiz stars who decide to help out their former commanding officer by putting on a show in a picturesque Vermont inn that this guy's struggling, trying to keep in business. And his big challenge at the moment is, well, there's no snow, and who's going to come and ski without that? So a show seems to be the answer.
Exactly.
They do get some snow. They get a little serious romance along the way, but it takes two-plus hours on stage to get through all of that.
That's right.
So tell us, what part are you playing in this?
I'm playing Martha, the wisecracking redhead who keeps the general in line, and Mary Wicks played the part in the movie. But she didn't sing, but because it's more of a Broadway musical now, they've expanded that whole concept, and a lot of the characters sing more.
And who's playing the general?
John Shuck.
Oh, yes, another important person who, even if you don't know his name, when you see him, you'll recognize
him.
He's done a lot of TV, he's been in movies, but he played Daddy Warbucks on Broadway, and he's a well-known performer. Was he with you a year ago when you did this also?
Yes, we were learning it together. We were the newbies and the oldest people in the cast. And, oh boy, that was tough. But it's a good feeling when you can learn something in a week anymore.
Yes.
And we had such fun. I mean, really fun.
Well, you do get to sing in this couple of songs, I think. Tell us, what are the numbers? And this is, again, for folks who might not be so familiar, it's music by Irving Berlin, one of Broadway's greatest composers. I did a little look up on him. He wrote more than 1,200 songs.
Oh, I know.
They aren't all in this show, but there's even more in this than there were in the movie because they interpolated a few more in this. So tell us, what are you performing?
Well, they wanted to give Martha a song, so I'm singing Let Me Sing and I'm Happy.
What a great song for you to sing.
I know. It's fun. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm involved in two other trios, one with the ladies and Fallen Out of Love Can Be Fun is that one. And What Can You Do with a General is the other one with the two fellows, the two lead fellows.
And that's a little bit about working with the general.
Yeah.
Who doesn't really seem to know a whole lot about running an inn.
Or show business.
Yeah, that's right. So he's really learning a lot through the process of this. So you were in the production a year ago. How did you get recruited for that? Did you know someone who was
involved? Oh, man. That's kind of a long story, but to be concise about it, I auditioned for it originally 10, 11 years ago.
And that's when it just started. It was about 2004. They were getting it put together.
Well, they put it together actually at the Muni in St. Louis. Okay. But then they did another small production in San Francisco. And then I think is when they expanded it to go to tour in Broadway. I auditioned and I was told by the casting director, this is a weird story, that he called me and he said, we would really like to cast you, but we've already made an offer to somebody. I said, well, oh, thank you very much.
I should have thought a little further on that one.
I guess when I go into New York to audition, I take Delta and those people take the subway. Yeah. And I was like, why did you have me audition? But that's the way things are, or they were. So anyway, I forgot about it, honestly. Mm-hmm. And years went by and I got a call last year. Can you come in and audition? And I had Miles. So I went in and auditioned and I was thrilled because Randy Skinner, who had choreographed it originally, and believe me, I was not cast for my dancing skills. I'll tell you that right now. But he was directing and he recast both of these two parts, the general and Martha. I don't know. I had a call back that afternoon.
Well, I can't imagine why you would be envisioned for a wisecracking redhead.
Well, I do wear a wig, too.
Well, Irving Berlin's music, such a great inheritance that we have from that man who created so much great music across the 20th century. And this show just has one great number after another. It's such familiar music.
I know.
People hear the title or the first line and there it is. They know it. And I think that's part of what draws people to this. Of course, lots of people know the movie and that sort of thing.
Yes.
But I think that they really resonate with the music.
Oh, they do. I mean, it's very emotional. I mean, John Shuck is so great as the general. He will bring tears to your eyes. Mm. I mean, that last scene. And he has such humanity and he's so vulnerable. And we have a very nice chemistry together, too. But every song, of course, a lot of these songs play a big part in people's lives. White Christmas, forget it. I mean, everybody remembers that. The song, for instance, Always, which is not in the movie, but there's a lot of songs that played a big part in my life. My parents had that sung at their wedding. And God Bless America. Irving Berlin is America.
I read a quote when I was looking for this. Jerome Kern, another great composer from that era, somebody asked him about Irving Berlin, and he said, Irving Berlin had no place in American music. He was American music.
That's right.
And that's very much the case. I mean, these are all songs that just feel like America when you hear them. You're working with a largely young cast, a lot of young performers. Do you get a chance to sort of mentor them and work with them and thrive on their energy?
I will say that they are very respectful, and they know a lot about what John and I have done. These are real Broadway kids. They come out of these programs now, which are exceptional around this country, music theater programs. They're just amazing. They're a lot more equipped than I was when I came out. But they're great, and their energy, oh my goodness, I can't even believe it. They always want to go out after the show, after two shows. They want to go out and carry on and... Well, I used to do that, didn't I, Rick?
Yeah. Well, I suspect you did. You'll have to be showing them your hometown, though, when you're here, so you may need to take your vitamins and be ready for that.
I think so.
Well, White Christmas is going to open on Tuesday at the Aronoff Center for the Arts. It's a great choice for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, but it does stick around for another week through December 6th. For more information, follow the link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with actress and singer Pam Myers, who's touring in a special holiday production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Thanks for coming by for this conversation, Pam.
Oh, you're so welcome. You will love the show, Rick. I know you will.
I promise.
A lot of tapping in this show.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
And start you tapping your feet. I'm happy. Let me sing a Dixie charm. The Swanee Shore. Start you laughing, can start you crying.